Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And here at the end of the week, we're going to continue to take a look at the first letter of St. John. The church is taking us through this beautiful and important letter in this octave of Christmas and beyond. It really helps situate us in the essentials of what the Lord has revealed to us in his passion, death, and resurrection, and the reason why he took on human flesh, what he's accomplishing in us, what he's made possible for us. John has got such a clear apostolic vision. The Holy Spirit has given him so much light in what the Lord has shown him to help us understand and receive what the Lord has given to us so that we can walk in it and so that our lives can be transformed. And here we find the deepest meaning of human life. We find the way to freedom. We find the way to a secure identity. We touch real hope that can never be taken away, a hope that will never disappoint us. We come into the truth and the life and the light of God. So it's just wonderful to be able to see it. So today, John's talking about the Antichrist, which is interesting, slight shift in what we've been talking about so far. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, friends, I'd encourage you to go to our website at Renewal Ministries. You can listen to the programs there. Go to Ave Maria Radio, do the same thing, but I strongly encourage you to download the Renewal Ministries app. If this program and Sister Ann Shields' programs and others have been a blessing to your life, tell your friends about it and have them download the app. You can listen to the programs whenever it's convenient for you. So here's 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and following. It says, "Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might be plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all know." So, I mean, the Antichrist is described in a couple of places. John is the one in the New Testament in particular who talks about it a number of times. Paul talks about the coming of the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. So the Catechism helps us understand this historical person. So Scripture reveals to us, following the teaching of Jesus and the apostles, that before the Lord's return, there will be a person, a human being, who's charged and empowered by Satan himself in a way. He's given over to Satan in a way. He will be a global political figure, and he will lead a rebellion, a final rebellion against the Lord and against the church. He's not going to win, but he will. It's going to be a devastating time for many on the earth at that point. And so there's certain characteristics of the Antichrist that John, in this reading, applies to other people. And in this case, the Antichrist, an Antichrist spirit, or someone who's acting like the Antichrist or is moving in that way, John is saying here, denies Christ coming in the flesh. That's one thing. That they deny the very incarnation that we're celebrating right now, that the second person of the Trinity took on human flesh for the sake of the salvation of the world, and he established God's kingdom on the earth. And so those who have left the church, John is talking about, they made a break from the communion, the unity that Jesus has formed, and they're rejecting his claims. They're rejecting what he's doing. So they're standing against Christ. Here's what the Catechism says, paragraph 675. "Before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. The persecution that accompanies her pilgrimage on earth will unveil the mystery of iniquity in the form of a religious deception, offering men an apparent solution to their problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. The supreme religious deception is that of the Antichrist, a pseudo-messianism by which man glorifies himself in place of God and of his Messiah who comes in the flesh." Just look at different parts of that this morning. Before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial. This is part of the faith, friends, as we understand this because the Lord revealed this to us and the apostles are echoing to us the teaching of Christ. There's going to be a final trial, a final battle. And another place here in the Catechism, right in this section, it describes that the church is going to follow Jesus on a final Passover, paragraph 677. The church will enter the glory of the kingdom only through this final Passover. What was Jesus' Passover? Jesus' Passover was Calvary. He laid down his life for the sake of the salvation of the world. He humbled himself, becoming obedient. He was falsely accused, and he was killed. The church is going to pass through a period of time like that, where she's going to experience profound persecution, rejection from the world, many martyrs, extensive amount of blood, serious shedding of blood is going to happen for those who stand in Christ. The Catechism goes on. It says the persecution that accompanies her pilgrimage on earth, this persecution, will unveil the mystery of iniquity, the reality of the satanic kingdom, the kingdom of darkness that's present in the world and will be present until Jesus comes again to definitively destroy it. And the power that's working in history, in human history, the dark powers that are present. And there's going to be the rise of the Antichrist, like a personification of the evil that Satan seeks to bring about in the world and the slavery and the dominion that he's exercising in many ways over the world. And this mystery of iniquity has a particular shape to it. It's going to unfold in history as a religious deception. Satan's going to work signs and wonders through this Antichrist figure. He's going to promise peace. He's going to bring about in a world filled with conflict and division and war and confusion, he's going to bring about a certain peace for a period of time. He's going to unite the world, major, major parts of the world and major parts of nations. And he will be recognized in some ways as a savior, and he will dazzle with his power. He'll be almost irresistible. And what he's going to propose is a false peace. He's going to attempt to draw them into having won their trust by bringing about, quote, peace on earth for a time, other than with the church. And he's going to win people by what he performs and what he does. And then he's going to turn them against the church. And during that time, friends, many who are baptized are going to be seduced and deceived. They're going to get drawn into the whirlwind of the works of the Antichrist. And they're going to apostatize. This is what the Catechism is saying here. It'll be a religious deception, offering men an apparent solution to their problems, to say, finally, peace on earth, finally somebody, what we've longed for, a kind of Messiah. That's who the Antichrist will project himself to be. But in order to follow him, we have to deny Christ and turn away from the truth that is Jesus and what he's revealed. It's a false kingdom. It's the kingdom of darkness. It's a false religion. Friends, that's the kind of spirit. I mean, the Antichrist spirit emerges in different times in history, kind of an intensification of it. It's what happened with Hitler and the Nazis. It's what happened with the Marxists and others. A power that rises, political power, dazzles people for a time. And at its core, it's anti-Christian, even though Christians can get easily duped and drawn in by these leaders. But at the heart of it is the denial of God, of God's authority. At the heart of it is the denial of the authentic identity of the human person. It often has a disordered anthropology. It has the wrong story. It's interesting that Archbishop Gomez, the president of the U.S. Bishops Conference this past November, was talking about the kind of movements that are arising, political movements in the culture today, are promising a peace, are seeking and reaching for a utopia, which ultimately means no place. And inside, there's a deep resistance in many of these movements to God, to the things of God, to the commandments of God. There's a rejection of it. And it's affecting people in the church because we're living in the culture. And people who are even who are baptized live unconverted lives. And what we're seeing is not just political movements, but a kind of Gnostic, new Gnosticism. You might say a neo-Gnosticism, a way of looking at the world that's radically contradictory to what Christ revealed about the world. The supreme religious deception is that of the Antichrist, the Catechism reminds us, a pseudo-messianism by which man glorifies himself in place of God and of his Messiah come in the flesh. So the final attempt of Satan to deceive the human race, to get after his mortal enemy, our Lord, the only Messiah, the true Messiah, he's going to try to turn everyone against Christ. He's going to lose in the end. But it looks like, from what Scripture says, it's going to be a horrific period of time in human history, probably the most difficult ever. And John is telling us we go through tests. You see, Antichrist-type spirit at work in the world. It was at work at even some in the church. And John will say, well, they went out from us. They no longer believe our teaching. They broke communion. They're rejecting Christ and his claims. Some of them are false teachers and false prophets that are rising. They're designing a different Christ, one that fits in the world, in the kind of world that John spoke about, we talked about yesterday, you know, this cosmos, this world in which there's profound resistance right at the core to God and God's revelation and the authority of Jesus the Lord. It's back to Psalm 2. The kings of the earth connive together. They set themselves against the Lord and his anointed. They say, let's throw off his bonds. Let's throw off his chains. And fundamentally, it's a resistance against the rule and reign of Christ. Friends, that's really at the root of all disorder, sin, crime, war, perversion, disorder, madness in the world. Behind it really is a dark figure, Satan. Behind it really is the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Why do you think even now, this COVID period that we've lived through, there's so much depression, so much division, a kind of madness in the culture? Because there's so much darkness. And what's the darkness about? Well, people are terrified by death, a weapon that the devil wields. It's his strategy to enslave human beings through the fear of death, Scripture reminds us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. And the only way to live in the face of death, to live in freedom, is to come into the light of Christ, the one who swallowed up death in victory. And to stand in the power, the very power of Christ. And where does that come from? It comes from the Spirit. It comes from the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, dwelling in the human heart. And that Spirit births faith in us by giving us confirmation, strength, confidence, and helps reveal a yes in us to the word that comes to us through the gospel, the good news about Jesus. And it fills us with hope and confidence that the glory and the victory and the eternal life we see in Jesus, we too shall possess. That's our destiny. Hope gives us confidence. Friends, that's the battle we're in. Let's walk in the light in this season of light. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.